ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, titled The Hamsa Guhya Prayers, text number 42. Tantat Tantatavanatam Bhaktam
Tantatavanatam Bhaktam
Tantatavanatam Bhaktam
Tantatavanatam Bhaktam
Prajakamam Prajapatim
Prajakamam
Prajapatim
Prajakamam
Prajapatim Jnya Sarvabhutanam
Jnya Sarvabhutanam
Jnya Sarvabhutanam
Jnya Sarvabhutanam
Idam Aha Janadanaha
Idam Aha
Prajakamam Prajapatim Jitajna Sarvabhutanam
Jitajna Sarvabhutanam
Jitajna Sarvabhutanam
Jitajna Sarvabhutanam
Idam Aha Janadana
Idam Aha Janadana
Idam Aha Janadana
Idam Aha Janadana
Word to word translation. Tam Kim Prajapati Daksha.
Prajapati Daksha.
Tata.
Tata.
In that way.
Avanatam.
Prostrated before him.
Prostrated
before him. Bhaktam.
Bhaktam.
A great devotee.
A great devotee.
Prajakama.
Prajakama.
Desiring to increase the population.
Desiring to increase the population.
Prajapati.
Prajapati.
Onto the Prajapati Daksha.
Chittagnya.
One who can understand the hearts.
Heart.
Sarvabhutanam.
Sarvabhutanam.
Of all living entities.
Of all living entities.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
This.
Aha.
Aha.
Janardana.
Janardana.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead who can appease everyone's desire.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead can appease everyone's desire.
Only translation by Devendra Srila Prabhupada. That's no purport.
Yeah.
Although Prajapati Daksha could not say anything when the Lord, who knows everyone's heart, saw his devotee prostrate in that manner and desiring to increase the population, he addressed him as follows. Text number 43. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Prachetasa Mahabaha Samsiddhis Tapasya Bhava Yak Chaddaya Mat Pranaya Mahi Bhavam Param Gata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. The Supreme Personality of God itself, very important verse. Oh, most fortunate Prachetha, because of your great faith in me, you have attained the supreme devotional ecstasy. Indeed, because of your austerities combined with exalted devotion, your life is now successful. You have achieved complete perfection. So, this is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, let us repeat this translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
Oh, most fortunate
Prachetas, because of your great faith in me, you have attained the supreme devotional ecstasy. Indeed, because of your austerities combined with exalted devotion, your life is now successful. You have achieved complete perfection. Very short and sweet purport by Srila Prabhupada, and we are going to discuss this on this today. As the Lord Himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita 8.15, one reaches the highest perfection when he attains the fortune of realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ma upetya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam napu vanti maha manana samsitti paramkata. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. Therefore, the Krishna conscious movement teaches one to follow the path towards topmost perfection simply by performing devotional service to Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Indiritam Ena Tasmai Shri Sri Chaitanya Manobhisham Sapitam Ena Svayam Rupa Kadamani Tadadasa Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. So, in the past, many speakers have explained or given preview of this chapter. Let us not keep on going again and again. So, we will start at one point. And then we'll continue. Yeah? This is when Daksha was born to Prachetas. And what is the mother? Who is the mother of Prachetas? There are 10 sons of Prachinaya Bhadi. They are known as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good. I've got a lot of questions today, yeah? You have to clear my doubts. So, the 10 sons of Prachinaya Bhari are known as Prachetas. They marry an Apsara girl. What is her name? Okay, almost, yeah. What is that? Marisha. So, through the union of Prachetas and Marisha, Daksha was born again in the 6th Manvantara, which is known as Shakshusama. We recall back that Daksha was already born in the 1st Manvantara during the time of Swayambhuvamana. Yes? Because of his misbehavior, disrespecting Mahadev, Lord Shiva, he was, what has happened to him? Because of disrespecting, Yeah, he was killed, and again he has to take birth in the womb of Marisha. Offense. See? So this is what is the greatest punishment. If you have to born into the womb or into the mother, that is a rebirth. That is considered as a big offense. But in this case, but for us we take it very naturally. Repeated birth and death. So Daksha, although he was in the first Manvantara, because he was disrespectful towards Lord Shiva, he made a big offense towards the Vaishnava, and therefore he was born back into the womb of Marisha in the sixth Manvantara. But all the time, from the first till the sixth Manvantara, he was meditating. His austerity is very powerful. And now he is seeing the Supreme Lord. Yes? Now, as he was born, Daksha being Prajapati, he was continuing his activities of creating universal population, including demigods, humans, and other living entities. He was doing his creation. At one point, he was not satisfied with his work because the population was not increasing as he deserved. Because he was given a task. Sometimes we know that we have not completed our task. Because we got, as a project team leader, what do you have? You got milestones, you know, and deadlines to achieve. Now Daksha felt that, yes, I have not achieved my deadline. And therefore, what did he do? Did he grab an Apple computer? What did he do? Dell computer? Then? What did he do? He did austerities, very severe austerities, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, to please the prayer of his devotees, Lord Vishnu appeared. So this is the context. We are fixing the context here where Daksha is having the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay? As on. Now he is having a darshan. So the verse continues. Before we continue, I want to pose, because you have been attending Srimad Bhagavatam, these kids, yeah? Almost every day. Yes? So please clarify my questions. She's already ready. Okay. Now, why did the Lord appear?
Because he did austerities.
Good. Very good. See, we are also doing austerities, okay? We are coming, we are chanting, we are associating devotees. But why Krishna is not appearing in our friend? Of course, Radha Ballabha is there. In his Archa Vigraha form. But he's not coming in person like Daksha and talking to us. Although we are chanting Krishna's name. Why?
Because we still have impurities in our heart.
Yes. See, very good. I think I'm getting all this. So you need not guys have to answer, okay? I'm getting answers from all these people. Yes. Because Krishna explains in 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 11. What did he say? As you surrender, I shall reward you accordingly.
Yeah?
Yes. Which means that our surrender is incomplete. Although we are trying to surrender, we have not placed the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes? Different levels. We are not satisfied with God. We are not pleased with God. And therefore, the Lord is not appearing in our friend. Yes? And also, as she said, we have to purify ourselves by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay. Now, how did the Lord appear? It's given in the previous verse. How did he appear? Yes. Eight armed form, as wanted by Daksha, as Paramatma. Daksha was meditating on the eight-handed form, and therefore the Lord reciprocated. See how he reciprocated. Who said that Krishna is not reciprocating? He reciprocates. Whatever form you want, he will reciprocate. Here we see very clearly, the Lord is coming in person. Where is, you know, where is the doubt there? The Lord is coming in person and talking, and the form which Daksha wanted. 800 form. The very gorgeous form. Then, why the Lord was pleased? Why the Lord was pleased? No? The Lord was pleased because he came. But why was he pleased? What's the reason behind that? What did Daksha do to please the Lord? Of course, austerities. There is another factor also. What is that? You're not answering my question. Anyone? You're taking notes, refer to your back notes, previous page. No? Because, see, the Lord is a knower of everyone's heart. Correct? The Lord is present as Paramatma in everyone's heart. He knows everything. And therefore, he could also know the desire of Daksha. What was Daksha's desire? In line with the Lord's desire. Yes, sorry, what is that?
His desire was to increase the population.
Population, which is for the welfare of the world. That is what Krishna wanted. Krishna is interested in the welfare of the all the living entities. And because Daksha was in line with the Lord's desire, and therefore the Lord was pleased. And as we go further, the Lord is also saying, because of your austerity and exalted devotion, I was moved. So the Lord was very pleased. And so he disappeared. He appeared in front of Daksha. So, in verse number 42, which we read, okay? Today we read two verses. 42 and 43. 42 did not have a purport. And therefore we moved on to 43. Now in the 42, I'm reading the translation of 42. Hare Krishna. We are reading the translation of 42. Although Prajapati Daksha could not say anything, when the Lord, who knows everyone's heart, saw his devotee prostrate in that manner and desiring to increase the population, he addressed as follows. So here, Daksha, after seeing the Lord, he was stunned, he could not talk. Yes? Why he could not talk? He was? He was stunned. When we sometimes imagine, we all come together and we worship the our Radha Vallabha, and suddenly Radha Vallabha comes out. How do we feel, you know? 1 minute you'll be surprised. Really? Son. That is one reason. Now, our Acharya, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, is a very powerful Acharya. What he is saying, very quickly, you see, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments that as waterfall fills the rivers. So, Daksha's senses were filled with intense bliss of Lord Darshana. Because our senses, right? In our senses, see, we can see the form, we can hear, we can smell, we can taste, and we can touch. Okay? All these are there. When he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all his senses are blissful and it was happy. So he sings a lot, Darshana. And because of that moment, he could not talk. See, at given point, you know, either we are seeing, or we are touching, or we are talking, whatever may be, the senses, you know, one sense is always incomplete in one sense. Yeah? We are able to respond. But in Daksha's case, because he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all his senses were in bliss because of the Lord's darshan. And therefore he was stunned. He could not, for a minute he was, there was a gap. Can you imagine what he is saying? Can you think what's happening to him? So full, because I see seeing the Lord's form, you know, and the Lord is talking to him. And because of that, he could not talk for a moment. Now the same thing happened to one more devotee in Srimad Bhagavatam. Who is that?
Dhrumaraj.
So what happened to him?
He went to the forest with the harsh words of his stepmother Suruchi, and then he got to the forest for 6 months to practice severe austerities, and then because it was his goal to reach Krishna, Vishnu was pleased. So before appearing to him, he asked his devotee Narada. So then he saw when they pointed, and when he saw Vishnu Dhruva, he got stunned. He also couldn't, there was a gap in his senses for a moment.
Why he was stunned?
Because he was seeing the Lord personally.
He was seeing the Lord personally, and also in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, what was happening is he was meditating on the Lord, okay? Very deep inside the Paramatma, he was meditating. The 400 feature of the Lord. And he was seeing the Lord, you know, meditating, he's seeing the Lord, concentration is in the heart, you know. And suddenly, 1 minute, you know, or at a particular point, Paramatma disappeared. He was, what is that? I was meditating on, say for example, we come here, Radha Pallava, suddenly Radha Pallava disappears. How do we feel? He was stunned and he opened the eyes, and the Lord is standing in front of him. Paramatma came out. And in that case, he was overwhelmed, and because he was a small boy. How old are you?
4.
Now Dhruva Maharaj was 1 year elder than me. He was 5 years old. And because when Krishna came, he could not talk anything. He did not know how to glorify the Lord. And what did the Lord do?
Placed his shank on the head of Dhruva.
Yes. And what did Dhruva Maharaj did immediately after that?
He began reciting the Lord's glories.
Continuously he was praying. Because the Lord touched the conch shell on Dhruva Maharaj's head. And Dhruva Maharaj started, you know, praying and offering prayers. This is how Krishna works. Okay, so coming back to the 43rd verse today, we are just coming to today's verse, which is mainly Daksha's perfection. So this verse is talking about Daksha's perfection. So we are going to dwell on this verse. Now this verse can be divided into two parts. Yes, little bit technical. But not very technical. Yeah? So this verse is divided into? Two parts. All of you know that. That's good. So the first part is, the Lord is saying, what is the Lord saying? The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, most fortunate Pachetas, because of your great faith in me, you have attained the supreme devotional ecstasy. That is part one. Yes? Now, the living entities who are born in this material world, yeah, gets a human form like us. All of us have got human form?
Yes.
Any doubt? Yes? Sure, right? We are humans. We have got this human form after 8.4 traveling or transmigrating through 8.4 million species of life. Can you imagine that? It's not easy getting a human form. So 8.4 million species we have traveled, we have gone through to get this human form. And after getting the human form of life, we have a choice. What is a choice? What is a choice we have got?
To do things
other things other than. Very good, very good. See, spot on. I gave us completely, you know, hit on the point. Yes? We have got a choice. What is our choice? After becoming a human being? Either to forget Krishna. Correct? We can forget Krishna. There is no pressure. No compulsion. You can forget Krishna. And, or, you can reconnect and do bhakti, isn't it? You have to connect back to Krishna. Because we have forgotten Krishna for a very long time. Yes? So, what is the first scenario if you forget Krishna?
Come back again.
Yeah, that goes without saying. But before we are coming back again in this birth, what is the problem? Chaitanya Charitamrita gives a definition. Madhya Leela 20.117. What did it say? Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Anadi Bahirmukh Ata Eva Maya Tera Samsara Dukh. For people who have forgotten Krishna, I'm not saying, Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying. For people who have forgotten Krishna from time immemorial, what will happen to them? The Maya Shakti of the Lord, which is the Lord's own energy, works in a different way. It captures the living entity. And the living entity being forgetfulness of Krishna, what does the Maya do? Samsara dukkha. And read exactly what it does. Therefore, the illusory energy Maya of the Lord gives him all kinds of misery in this material world. Is that clear? If you forget Krishna, Maya captures you. Because you are showing your back to Krishna. He doesn't want. He wants a dealing. If you turn your back towards Krishna, you see Maya. If you see your friend, then you keep Maya at the back. The moment you turn away from Krishna, the Lord's illusory energy captures you and gives you dukkha, miseries in life. And as you know, there are seven kinds of miseries. What are the seven kinds of miseries? Everyone knows that, yes? But the main thing is, adi bhautik, adi atmik, adi dev. Trouble caused by your own body and mind. Yesterday we went to a program, the Western Suburb. Devotees. One of the Matajis has cancer. The doctor told her, believe, probably 1 to 2 months. Although we are all going to die, we are in a queue. Yeah? One person goes before, another person comes before, later. So we are not eternal, we are going to die. But in her case, the time is fixed. So that Mataji immediately took initiation from our Guru Maharaj. Trouble caused by the body and mind. Then trouble caused by the other living entities. Corona. Can't even see the form. It is troubling. Then trouble caused by demigods. On floods in Queensland and Sydney. So many properties damaged. In summer, floods. So we can't help that, because Maya is like that. I will give you trouble. If you go to the jail and say, I want to live peacefully, is it possible? You go to the hospital and say, I want to be healthy, is it possible?
No.
So therefore Krishna is telling everyone, see, turn towards me, do devotional service to me, because in the spiritual energy, if you are in Krishna conscious, which is spiritual energy, there is no suffering. There is suffering only in the material energy. There is no suffering in the spiritual energy or Krishna consciousness. Look at all the devotees, blissful, just like Dasha. All are blissful. Yes, we have to be. If you worship Krishna, you have to be happy, blissful. Yes, are you following the class, going to answer my question or no? So there are a few more questions, okay? Thank you, Agrawal sir. Very good question. So, if you forget Krishna, Maya captures you. You can't help it, okay? Now, what if I have been captured by Maya in my previous birth, and this birth I've taken, how can I reconnect to Krishna? How is it possible? I don't know Krishna, yeah? See, this birth, I want to become a devotee. I don't know the process. How can I connect back to Krishna? Because in my previous birth, I was a non-devotee. I don't know Krishna. And this birth also I was born. Yes, Prabhu?
By association.
Association. But how do you know? How do you know who is a devotee? How do you associate? You don't know anything about Krishna consciousness. You don't know about sankilda areas existing or not. Albert Park is existing or not? You don't know anything. Now you know everything, so you are talking. What if you just landed in Victoria? You don't know anything. I did not know. For 6 months I did not know anything. Again, our Shastra, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is our essence. Everything is answered there. 19.151. Everyone knows this. Correct? Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Paya Bhakti Latta B. So what is that? What does it say there? We are wandering Melbourne, Singapore, USA, Ukraine, we are wandering, Russia, we have been wandering, but we don't know anything. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon. But by the grace of Krishna, Ajnata Sukriti, you get to see a devotee like our Sankara. He gives a book. Take the book. Oh, what is this book? I don't want. But you have seen Bhagavad Gita. Sukriti. Maybe this book. I will not become a devotee. But next birth is there, right? So Krishna will come. Or some cake. Birthday party. I have taken one cake, which is a prasada. How it goes? Or directly you come to Krishna. You take the prasada. Gaura Purnima is coming this Friday. Take a little bit of prasada. It works. Yes? So this is how it works. Devotees, all are going Harinam, thank you. Harinam, in the city. You don't want to hear, but still you hear. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you are captured. Like how Maya Shakti captures, in the same way, Krishna Shakti also, which is powerful, which is the superior energy of the Lord. Yeah, out of the three energy of the Lord, material energy, spiritual energy, and the marginal energy, the Lord's spiritual energy is superior. Material energy is inferior energy of the Lord. And therefore Krishna Shakti can even catch Lord in a great way. Any Krishna potent thing, chanting, prasadam, associate devotees, book, writing, talking, see, drawing, painting, all these people. So, after going through that, through the association, good fortune, we see a devotee and we are attracted to this process. We don't want to go. We don't want to leave Krishna. And then what happens? There is no rebirth. You need not have to be born into the womb of a mother again. Krishna promises that. So, now, in the same verse where Chaitanya Charitamrita spoken, Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, is narrating a small story. All of you know that. What story is he narrating? He is telling the story of Narada Muni. Narada Muni, in the previous birth, was, you know Narada Muni, all of you know Narada Muni, right? Exalted Vaishnava as a guru, and a guru also, because he is elevated lot of persons in Krishna consciousness, especially Daksha's grandfather. Yes? Pachiniya Bari. He is a devotee, he is a disciple of Narada Muni. Yes, Prabhu? Correct, no? I'm not wrong. Okay. So, Narada Muni is a guru, exalted Vaishnava, very dear to Krishna. Narada Muni, the previous birth, was a son of a maid servant. You know the maid servant, what does he do? What do they, she do?
He served.
What do the maid servant do normally? They go to house to take up some cleaning jobs, or you know. No, maid servant. Son of a maid servant. Now, during Chaturmasya, because of the good fortune, Narada boy, Narada Muni, when he was a boy, he happened to see the great Vaishnavas, Bhakti Vedantas. So, he served them. How did he do? He obeyed their orders, served them, and took the remnants. That is why we should take the remnants of Krishna, Mahaprasadam. Very, very powerful. Then he had that only for a few months. And then, obviously, the next birth you could see, he became a pure devotee. Very exalted person. So this is known as Adhyapasati, which Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srila Prabhupada mentioned. So through that form, so we are all so lucky to get Adhyapasati and to be in Krishna consciousness. So this is how you reconnect back to Krishna. Someone will give you something regarding Krishna consciousness. Book or prasadam or anything or chanting, and to connect, and then you take up the process. Now, okay, we are talking about Daksha's perfection, right? Because he's seen the Lord. See, Daksha has seen the Lord, and the Lord is in front of him. The Supreme Personality of God is in front of him. You have seen that. So, Daksha's devotion is much higher than us. Correct? Yes or no? Certainly more than us. Because he's seen the Lord, he's pleased the Lord. Pleasing the Lord is important. And he's pleased the Lord and he's seen. But, question for you all of you. But Daksha's devotion, when we compare to Narada Muni, is it higher or weaker? Daksha has seen the Lord. Narada Muni also seen the Lord. Not same. But the question is Daksha's devotion higher or lower than Narada Muni?
No.
Why?
Because Daksha has some motive he wanted.
Yes, correct. Because there was a motive behind Daksha. What was it? To enjoy the material nature. Yeah? He's attracted to, there's a hidden motive behind Daksha in his heart. The motive was hidden. But still Lord did not mind. But what is our process? Why do we say that Narada Muni is higher? Because the process given by Rupa Goswami, what is that? Definition of bhakti? Yeah, you know that, right? Anya abhilashita shunya jnana karmati anarvitam anukulene krishna anusilana bhakti utkama. Highest pure love of Krishna is free from jnana and karma. No personal motivation or mental speculation. It has to go through Shastra, through the devotees, not mentally concocted. Maybe Krishna has got 5 hands, 4.5 hands. Yeah? Or 1.5 hands. Or 3.5 heads. All this concoction. No? He can have it. But no, we don't do that. So, yes, there was a motive behind Daksha. Yeah, personal desire. And therefore, the Lord also reciprocated. But in terms of love, that is not very pure. Because highest Krishna wants is pure love of God. Pure bhakti. He's attracted. Now, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, he achieved the highest perfection. Yes? Complete perfection. He mentions, correct? What is the highest perfection?
Go back to Krishna.
That is true. But for the time being, you know, when Daksha saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's seen, and Srila Prabhupada says that's the highest perfection. Yes? So with reference to that, what is the highest perfection?
Yes, ma'am. Complete surrender to the Lord.
One sense, right? But I'm looking for that word. Yes, I agree with that.
You want to see the Lord because with love for Krishna.
No, the highest perfection, Srila Prabhupada says, when you see the Lord, Daksha has got highest perfection. What does he mean? Srila Prabhupada, what is he talking?
Love.
And he's also referring 8.15. If you see 8.15, you know the answer.
Having no attachments to the material world.
Having no
attachments to the material world.
Having
no attachments to the material world.
Having low?
Having no attachments.
Low attachment. Yeah, that is all correct. But, okay, let me break that. What Srila Prabhupada says is what Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport of 8.15. Because Srila Prabhupada has written the verse. Sorry. Srila Prabhupada mentions the verse 8.15. He also gives a translation of that verse, but the purport, we have to see what he means. Yeah? So if you go to 8.15 Bhagavad Gita verse, Srila Prabhupada says exactly this word. You're all correct in one sense, but what Srila Prabhupada says is only two words, sentence, one sentence. Highest perfection means they only want Krishna and Krishna's association. Nothing else. That is the highest perfection. You know, and that is the highest perfection. So association, you always want to be with the Lord. That is highest. Because sometimes we want to be with the Lord, you know, the morning time. Then after 10 o'clock, we want our own time. Yes? Morning we will do everything. But after 10 o'clock, don't you ask me to do any devotion. We want a break. Yes? But imagine 24 hours if you have to be with Krishna, you should have his association means what we should do? We have to please him, we have to be always with him. When we don't have this mentality, do you think Krishna will entertain us? I doubt. Yeah? Yes, Ibiva. Say, for example, I tell you, Ibiva, from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, you should be with me. I'll take you to the Luna Park. You say, yes, yes. We are all going, okay? To the Luna, 10 to 12. Then I said, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we'll go to Gopal's and have some prasad. That's good. Then I said, 4 to 8, you come home. And you have to do my work. Then you say, up to 2 o'clock I do Prabhu, but this 4 to 8 I don't want. Correct? Then I think, okay. So the same thing Krishna thinks, okay, 24 hours you don't want to be with me, I'll make some arrangement. You can serve me. Like that Krishna is there. Because he's a person. He's a supreme person, unlimitedly powerful. Unlimitedly powerful, but he's a person who reciprocates, who sees everything. Because he's present as Paramatma. Very, very powerful. Everyone's heart is present as Paramatma. He knows everything. And therefore, he reciprocates with one's desire, one's surrender process. And if you are not fully surrendered to him, he will not, be inclined so much. Although he's very kind, he will help us. But he also wants to know, okay, you don't want to be with me for 24 hours, okay. Accordingly you will be, yeah? So, that is how it is. They want only Krishna's association. Do we really need that? Do we really want that? Srila Prabhupada says, only Krishna and Krishna's association. Only Krishna and Krishna's association. Nothing else. See, Srila Prabhupada says, nothing else. Are we in that platform? Then it's difficult. Then we cannot go to the highest perfection. Srila Prabhupada is gone there. Yeah? You understand the point? We want Krishna, we love Krishna, from everything good. But you want only Krishna, nothing else. Are we like that? Then that is Srila Prabhupada talks as the highest perfection. Srila Prabhupada is caliber. Always Krishna conscious, and nowhere outside of the material world, not in the three modes at all, always in the transcendental mode, always. This is a caliber of the person.
Gopis wanted. Gopis wanted.
That's why Krishna has given himself to gopis. He wants, they want him, they're fulfilling his desire and his pleas. So he said, take myself, do whatever you want. Krishna gives. Can we get Krishna? Very high level. So just theoretically at least we know what it is. No? And therefore, in order, that's a solution also. Eh? In order to proceed towards the higher levels of ecstasy, yeah, which Daksha is experiencing, as experience, and if we want to experience, then what we have to do? We have to go through the 9 stages of bhakti. What are that? Starting with Shraddha. The stages we are going for pure bhakti, yeah? What is Shraddha? Shraddha is a small faith you get. First time you come to the temple, you look at Radha Pallava, someone chants Hare Krishna, you like it. You said, yes, tomorrow also I am going to come. Faith. That builds up. Faith, Shraddha is a starting point in our Krishna conscious progression. Yeah? And then the next one is Sadhu Sangha. Association of devotees, very, very important. And through that, Bhajana Kriya. Yeah, you take initiation proceed. Then Anatha Nivritti. See, Sadhu Sangha and Bhajana Kriya are very important for Anatha Nivritti. As long as you don't have Sadhu Sangha, you don't do Bhajana Kriya, there is no way Anatha Nivritti. You are going to purify yourself. Not possible. Yes? It's like a carriage which is driving you. If you want to proceed further, like a horse carriage, you know, the horse has to pull. So, Sadhu Sangha and Bhajana Kriya should proceed. Then only Anatha Nivritti will go. In between, if you connect, disconnect here, I don't want devotees. I'm sick of them. I want a break from devotional service. Yeah? Boring chanting will stop for some time. Then Anatha Nivritti will bundle up. So therefore, chanting should continue, association of devotees also should continue, then anatta nivritti will go. And then, what's the next one? Anatta nivritti means clearing unwanted desires. There are some desires in the heart, it has to go slowly. Then nishtha, then steadiness comes. Steadiness of firm faith. Then comes ruchi, which is a taste, and then ashakti, attachment to the holy name. Unless there is steadiness, yeah, and ruchi, attachment to the holy name will not come. So one has to progress beyond nishtha to get attachment. Otherwise our attachment is only preliminary, you know. 1 minute we are attached, next minute, 1 minute we are jumping up and down, next minute it goes over. So nishtha level has to be maintained. Then ruchi comes. And then, what is that? Ashakti, attachment of holy name, bhava, preliminary ecstatic love. And then comes the final love of God, which is prema. So we have to go through that. Sometimes it is said, the anatta nivritti itself will take a couple of births. Yes? So, very interesting point. Very interesting, note this point. To substantiate, to illustrate this point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Shishtashtakam, verse number 4, what did he say? Mama Janmani Janmanishware Bhavata Bhakti Agaitukhi. So, we have to do devotion service birth after birth. Yes? Why did he say that? Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say birth after birth? Srila Prabhupada, the founder, actually has said one birth, okay? Do devotion service nicely, follow the principles, and then you can go back. Srila Prabhupada said. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, birth after birth, I want to do costless devotion service. Why?
Because even if we go to Goloka in this birth, and if we stop chanting, then we will get detached to Krishna.
And we'll come back, right? Correct. That is also there. Now, the other reason is, in one birth is very difficult process actually. It is nice process. Yeah? See, Krishna conscious means climbing a mountain. How many persons are interested in climbing a mountain? Do you like to climb mountain? No. Do any of you like to climb mountain? No, because why? It's scary, right? See, it is like this mountain. You go some 100 feet, and then you are scared or something, you know, you don't have a grip, whatever may be, you fall down. And what happens? Next birth. Correct? Very scary. So Krishna consciousness is like climbing a mountain. Not many people are interested. So what happens? There is a probability that we may be 50% successful in this birth. Yeah? We want, say, 80 to 100%. Just giving a theoretical idea. So, we did 50% Prabhu, spot on 50%, but still we did not make it. So what happens, in the next birth, we can continue from where we have left. Because we are doing sadhana bhakti, we can continue. See, this is what is the interior motive. Unlike your bank balance, Krishna consciousness is not like that. You can, if I leave from 50, next birth I can start from 50.1, not 51.
50.1?
So we start from 50, 50.1 like that. And then we go from, of course we'll come to 51 like that. So, this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, birth after birth, very important point, we must do devotion service. Then, at one birth we are sure, isn't it? Correct? One birth we are sure to go back. So that is why every birth we should do Krishna consciousness, very important. Chetu, do you do Krishna consciousness next birth also? But hopefully this birth if you go, that's no need. But in case, yeah? Next month, if you come back, will you do Krishna consciousness? You don't know? Then Krishna will say, I don't know. You should say, yes, I will do. Okay. Now, Daksha was experiencing spiritual ecstasy when he was doing devotional service. Suppose we don't do devotional service, can we experience ecstasy? Why? Without Krishna consciousness, I want to experience spiritual ecstasy. Is it possible?
Prabhu is
going extreme. There is a material way, you know, putting some pills and all that. Now, that is not the point. I'm just trying to emphasize upon. It's not possible. Without Krishna consciousness, not possible. Why? Why? Without worshipping Krishna, you can attain spiritual ecstasy. Why? Krishna explains. In Bhagavad Gita, where does it say? 8.55. Bhaktyama abhinachami. If you want to realize Krishna, he said, this is the project. Take this middle way. Yeah? Google map. Take this. This is a way to come to me. If you don't want Google map, forget me. And if you forget Krishna, what will happen? We discuss? Lord's own energy will take over. What is that? So Krishna has given an option indirectly, you know, very diplomatically. Okay, if you come to me and be in Krishna conscious spiritual energy, Maya will not touch you. But if you don't want me, my own energy, material energy, which is very powerful, that will take control of you and will give you problems. So in one sense we are trapped. So why can't we face towards Krishna and show our back towards Maya? That's what Krishna wants. But what we want is, we want to face Maya and show our back to Krishna. That is where all these problems. Bahirmu, showing your back. So what is the remedy? Samamu. We have to turn towards Krishna. As long as there is Bahirmu, turning your back, there will be problems. So we have to turn towards Krishna. So, this is what is part 1. Okay? So, probably we should finish by 10 o'clock already. This is part 1 is very important for finish. Part 2 we are saying, yeah? What is part 2 of this verse? Is indeed, because of your austerities, Krishna, Vishnu is speaking to Daksha, okay? Lord is speaking. Very important. Lord is speaking from his lotus mouth. Like how he spoke Bhagavad Gita, the same Lord. Indeed, because of your austerities, combined with exalted devotion, your life is now successful. You have achieved complete perfection. Why? Because you have seen me. It's not easy to see Krishna. The moment you see Krishna, there is no rebirth. By hook or crook, say for example, somehow Krishna appears and you see Krishna, you are a demon, no rebirth for you. That is how it works. So powerful. Complete perfection because of sin. Okay? Now here, questions guys. To be successful like Daksha, what we should do? Because Daksha has seen the Lord. Yes? He has seen the Lord. The Lord spoke to him and he was in spiritual ecstasy because all his senses were satisfied. Isn't it? When we eat so much, when we see a nice movie, when we hear a song, we are happy. But by seeing the Supreme Lord, all your senses will be happy. Yes? So, please help me. What is the answer for this? To be successful like Daksha, what we should do, which is already in the purport, in the translation, what we should do? We should be Bahirmukh to Krishna. Correct?
No.
Yes?
No. Somehow.
We should turn towards Krishna. So what is that Daksha is doing? What is that Krishna is explaining? If you do the same thing like Daksha, they can also see Krishna. That's what the Lord is talking. If you want to see me, do what Daksha wants. What did he do? What did he do? I agree, Raj. Read the purport. Not the purport, translation. Indeed, because of your austerities combined with exalted devotion, your life is now successful. So we should also do like Daksha. What we should do? We should do?
Devotion service.
Austerities and exalted devotion. What is our austerity? Go into the St. Kilda water for 5 days. Don't breathe. Go with oxygen cylinder. And then come out powerful like Daksha and burn all the trees.
No.
No. Then what is our austerity? What's our austerity?
Get up early.
Get up early, all that. That is, our austerity in Kali Yuga is to follow the 4 regulative principles. Srila Prabhupada mentions. That is our austerity, yeah? You need not have to go into the beach with oxygen cylinder. Yes? I agree with you. No need. Just breathe oxygen which Krishna has given and follow the principle. That is our austerity. An exalted devotion. What is that? Hearing and chanting Krishna's name. Yes? Hearing, chanting. Fundamental principles of devotion service. Hearing and chanting. One must hear and one must chant Krishna's name. Very, very basic thing one should do for Krishna. Basic. Like ABC. One must hear about Krishna. One must chant Krishna's name. Okay? And then, what is your austerity we discussed? Now, we are almost finished now. Just a few more points. Now, what is the other point we have to understand here is, very important point is that, Krishna recognizes all the activities in his kong. He doesn't differentiate any activities pleasing to the Lord. Right? From Daksha, we understand that increasing the population is also pleasing to Krishna. Any task given by Krishna, if you do that task, whatever may be, going for a job, taking after your family, etc., etc. Yeah? For you, going to school. That is a task. You have to do that. By doing that, Krishna will be happy. You have to do a prescribed duties. Then the Lord is happy. So, every service is the same. And therefore, we have to do some service to Krishna to get connected back to Krishna. In the translation, we are quickly summarizing. Srila Prabhupada talks in 8.15. What does he say? Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Very, very important point. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. This point. Srila Prabhupada once, in the room of Calcutta, in his room, someone has given him a Time magazine. He looked at the Time magazine just for a short while and he threw the magazine on his desk. Srila Prabhupada said, "What is this magazine? It's full of news about murders and demons." At that time, when this is about 30-40 years back. So the news is full of about demons and murderers. Therefore, we threw that. Why? Because that is a reflecting. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. If you go to a rose garden, what smell do you get?
Nice smell.
Nice rose smell, right? In the same way, if you see calamities around you, what does it mean? You think that we are in heaven? Hell. Everywhere, someone is bombing some country, someone is taking troops, left and right, you know, they're doing all this nonsense. What does it mean? Are we living in a peaceful society? No, everywhere problem. So this is what is that. We have to open our eyes and see. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Everywhere there's a problem. You go outside, problem. You park your car there, there's a problem. You hit someone, there's a problem. That is what Srila Prabhupada meant. And finally, one should have knowledge. Knowledge is very, very important. We are finishing off this with this. Knowledge means to differentiate between matter and spirit. As long as one does not have this knowledge, very difficult. If someone doesn't know that we are the soul, right? No matter whatever you say, they will not know. And therefore, if you see the process of bhakti, Krishna consciousness, what knowledge does it give to you? Agriva, in Krishna consciousness, all this we are reading, right, is the knowledge. What knowledge does it give to us? By learning Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, instructions, all this. What is the knowledge we are gaining? Yes. What knowledge do we get from these books?
How to know the bad stuff from your heart.
How to
remove the bad things from your heart.
Yes. Love for Krishna.
To surrender
unto
Krishna.
Yes.
Learn to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Advance in Krishna consciousness. Very good. All these are good. But
absolute truth is a person and Krishna is a supreme personality.
Yes. Good. Almost good. Yes. Let us say the equivalent answer. Yes.
How to act on spiritual platform to differentiate from material.
Correct. Correct. That is gyan, knowledge. But yeah.
Krishna and Krishna's association.
Yes. All correct. But through the process of bhakti, you know the controller of matter and spirit. See, one knowledge is to differentiate between matter and spirit. Okay? This is matter, it's not moving. I am moving my hand, so I've got a spirit soul. There is a soul inside me. Okay? If I die, the soul goes away. As long as the soul is there, I am able to move and dance. Yes? That is the difference between matter and soul. But higher than that is the matter and soul. Both the controller is Krishna. This knowledge you will get only by practicing Krishna consciousness. You need not have to do anything. Chanting and hearing Krishna's name. That's it you have to do. Fundamental principles of devotion service. Hearing and chanting about Krishna. Today you heard about Krishna, then you will know. You know that Lord is a controller of matter and spirit. So that is the process of bhakti. Yeah? And that is what Daksha has attained. He knew everything matters, everything existing. The Lord is a controller. And therefore, through the process of bhakti, exalted devotion, he is able to attract the Lord. The controller of matter and spirit, who is none other than Krishna, the Supreme Person. Okay, I think all of you look tired, so we'll stop here. Like, I wanted to go up to 10 o'clock, being Ekadashi, but because all of you are tired, we will stop, yes? For you, there's a separate class, because you have just come now. Over, there is a special class for you, okay? No, 9:30 to 10 o'clock after breakfast. Because we have to read that, okay? Alright, so we will stop here. Any questions or comments? Corrections? Yes, Prabhu.
You always tell some stories.
I don't know, Narada Muni story. Okay, we'll stop here. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ji Nithai Gaurav Premanam.